Well, hello everybody. This is Anissa Bramwitz here with e-learning scenario design podcast. How are you today, my friends? Okay, so I wanted to maybe ruffle a couple of feathers today. I don't know if this comes with a tip. I just see something happening online and I don't agree with it, and I wanted to share that here. And I don't know if you've been a part of these posts where you see somebody's they're like, these people are doing a good job, and then some other people are like, these people are also doing a good job, and it basically becomes this kind of like virtue signaling in some cases. Like, everybody else, I guess, is not doing a good job if you don't make the list in the comments. And I found myself wanting to be mentioned. And then I thought, what if you're never mentioned? And then, like, you really shouldn't care about it at all. It really is quite self-serving, right, to the people who are putting those posts up. Because what's the reason you tag people? It's because you want them to know that you tag them. But also, why it's the reason you tag three or four people? Because you want everybody to know that you put up a post. And one of the things that I noticed recently was just some kind of little bit of venting happening about, you know, the what are the people who are in the great positions doing to help other people. And that there's too much boasting going on, you know, winning awards and doing all this stuff, and not enough, you know, giving back. And I'm like, you know, who the hell are we to tell people how to live their lives? Like, everybody's got it goddamn hard. Like, even if you're like, you look at somebody and you're like, oh, look at that person, they're so rich and famous. They're dealing with stuff every day. Each and every one of us has like stuff to work through. So what's wrong with if somebody goes, yay, I get to speak at Devlor and I was accepted. Like, what's wrong with that? That to me is an indication that they're doing good. They're the star shining bright and they inspire others. Are we supposed to just, you know, like shut up because other people might not have it so good? Like, that kind of mentality to me is just wrong. Just because you achieved something, you should actually scream it from the rooftops, because that's the kind of stuff that inspires others to do the same. They're like, hey, you know, if Jenny could do it, that means I can too, because Jenny's just like me, a one person department who got in and got her stuff in there. Yay, that's awesome. Go, Jenny. Like, that's the kind of stuff I want to see. And if the one thing I noticed, I noticed this about myself, and I try to stamp this out because it's a disease. One, when you judge people, the reason something's popping up for you, like you notice one behavior over another, is probably because there's something in your life that you're not willing to face. And it's funny because I did this experiment with myself where it's like, you know, people who I think are ridiculous, people who I think are like obnoxious or whatever. And then I realized that the reason I thought those people were ridiculous, obnoxious, or not representing women in the right way is because I had those hang-ups that those people were actually manifesting. I was like, yeah, well, I'm not brave enough to promote my own stuff. So then what will happen is anytime somebody promotes their own stuff, I'll think that's wrong. Like, why are they doing that? And I'll basically poo-poo on them because, you know, who are they? Because I'm not giving myself permission to do the same. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening. It's like every time it's a really good exercise because it really starts to make you a better person. Anytime, and I didn't come up with this myself, this was one of my coaches, he said, when something bothers you about a person, let that be some sort of like a, hey, where am I doing that in my life? Where am I holding back in my life? Where am I maybe boasting where I didn't earn it, or where, you know, what's happening? Where is this manifesting in my life? Because, you know, as you become really knowledgeable about everything in the world, and you start to be able to point out everybody else's mistakes, as I sometimes do, then you have to go back and say, hey, what am I doing that's like this? You know? And a lot of times it's easier to point at other people than to like fix your own stuff, you know? And so sometimes when I go onto the social media platforms and I see people almost picking on others or shaming others for not doing enough, and I'm like, who are you? I'm like, somebody's got to work. Somebody's got to take a weekend off and reprioritize. Because the number one thing you should be consumed with is, how do I add value to the world right now? Not how do other people add value to the world? Because they're doing that in their own way. The thing I thought about is that we're in an industry where we can actually make a ton of value. Like, every day you can probably reach, at a minimum, some of you are reaching like 20 people, right? That's at a minimum. Now imagine over the course of a year, some of you will reach thousands of people. And that's just first person. Imagine the other lives that are affected by you affecting one person's life. Like, if you help an organization, let's say, produce better products or provide better service, all of those clients that organization has will be affected. Like, right now I'm working with finishing off a project for the Norwegian Refugee Council, and we're doing an induction. The induction is going to go out to a couple of thousand people, but in the meantime, that couple thousand people are going to affect hundreds of thousands of refugees over the next like decade, right? So in fact, the impact you're having is a bazillion people, right? Like, think about it that way. Like, this is the work you're doing. So who cares what everybody is visibly doing? They might be just putting out one little project that affects thousands, and they're just hunkering down and doing that thing and doing it to the best of their abilities, right? And you know what? That's how you get, you know, that's how you reach the next level, is you really, this is not my quote. This is from, what's his name? The super rich old man who's giving away all of his money. Not Dale Carnegie. He's dead. He's still alive. Warren Buffett. So Warren Buffett, or is it Warren Buffett's, you're like, Anna, make up your mind. You know, Warren Buffett has his like number one buddy and advisor, and they're like two cute old men with like Coke glass glasses. I forgot his name. Anyways, the other cute old man. He said, if you want to be successful, get really serious about the work in front of you. Stop looking for stuff. Stop making up stuff. Just get down to work and start producing. And then, whoa, and that's when you'll see results. That's when you'll see awesomeness. Know what I mean? Yeah, I just like, whatever, I didn't destroy my house. No, I'm just kidding. I just took a turn and went over the gravel a little bit, so I'm adjusting. So I hope you, no tip to, well, there was a tip in there, right? There was a tip. The tip is, every time somebody pisses you off online, or whatever, or in life, or at work, think about where, like, not why it's pissing you off, because that's going to give you a whole bunch of, you know, mental stuff, like, oh, it's because they're annoying, or, oh, it's because they're self-centered. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Don't ask that question. Go, where am I exhibiting this behavior in my life? And that makes you think about, like, the reason those things pop out for you most times is because something in your life is lacking and you just want to look outward because that's easy. It's so hard because it's very hard to be objective with yourself, like 1000% hard. But it makes you a better person, and it helps you focus on the things that you can control, which is your inner life, right? So I think that's very important. And I hope that that's a good message for you today. If you enjoyed this podcast, guess what I want to ask you to do? Take a screenshot of it and tweet it out and tag me. And let me know how you, did you like this episode? And if you have, if that my perspective is something that that resonates with you. What do you think of about my my tip there? And if you're and tell me if you're gonna try it. Oh, that would just be lovely on the Twitterverse, wouldn't it? Anyways, all right, have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Talk to you soon. Bye.